The Speaker of the Rhode Island House of Representatives is often called the most powerful elected official in the state. Now, today, the Rhode Island Ethics Commission voted to investigate a complaint made by a citizen against House Speaker Gordon Fox. Former Providence resident Judith Riley alleges Fox violated state ethics rules by not disclosing legal work that he did for a Providence agency between 2005 and 2009. Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis has been following the ethics complaint against Speaker Fox, and Ian now joins us to talk about it. First of all, Ian, please tell us, does the complaint against Fox show in itself that Speaker Fox did anything wrong?
No, Dave, it doesn't. There hasn't been any determination on that yet. The Ethics Commission will now investigate whether the lack of disclosure about legal work done by Fox between 2005 and 2009 constituted a violation.
Okay, legal work. What kind of legal work are we talking about?
Speaker Fox got a referral from another lawyer to do closings for a city agency known as the Providence Economic Development Partnership, or PEDP. Because he got paid by the lawyer for the PEDP, Fox says he didn't think he was working directly for the city. He thought he was a subcontractor. And because he didn't think he was working for a state or municipal agency, which could make for a potential conflict, he didn't think he needed to put the work on annual disclosure forms.
So who is Judith Riley and why did she file this complaint against Fox?
Riley is a longtime critic of the Providence Economic Development Partnership. The PEDP is supposed to help foster small businesses in Rhode Island's capital, but it's been plagued by problems and defaulted on a lot of its loans. Riley now lives in Salem, Massachusetts, but her complaint was filed earlier this month. It seems to relate mostly to her concerns about the PEDP.
Did Speaker Fox change his approach to disclosing legal work related to the PEDP after the year 2009?
Yes, Fox listed the work he did for the Economic Development Partnership on his annual disclosure form in 2010, 2011, and 2012. Fox says he made that change because the PEDP contracted work directly with him in those years.
Now, Speaker Fox had a previous brush with the Ethics Commission, didn't he?
That's right. Back in 2004, Fox paid a $10,000 fine to settle an ethics complaint brought by a group called Operation Clean Government. The complaint focused on Fox's participation in a vote giving lottery maker GTEC an exclusive 20-year state contract. Fox was doing legal work as an independent contractor at the time for a law firm that also worked for GTEC, so it was seen as a conflict of interest case.
Ian, what do you see as the takeaway from Fox's latest issue with the Ethics Commission?
Well, it's the second time that Fox's legal work outside of the State House has brought him before the Ethics Commission. It's also a reflection of how he's had a bit more of a challenge in finding legal clients than his predecessor, former Speaker William Murphy, who had a busy criminal defense practice and who now also does some lucrative lobbying work.
Any other takeaways?
Fox's friends and supporters would probably say he gets legal work because he's a good lawyer, but it also helps to have influential friends like former Providence Mayor, now Congressman David Cicilline. Fox earned about $18,000 a year as a member of the Providence License Commission in the latter part of Buddy Cianci's time in office, and Cicilline, when he was mayor, asked Fox to rejoin the panel, and it's also thanks to Cicilline in part that Fox got the legal work doing closings for the PEDP.
Okay, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for bringing us up to speed on this.
Thank you, Dave.